The National Institute of Standards and Technology produces prodigious amounts of data. Now it wants your help to make that data more accessible. NIST has launched a contest to create and design an app using some of its key data sets. Heather Evans is a challenge manager at NIST. She joins me now with more on this contest. Ms. Evans, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this looks very specific from what I can tell, because you're talking about really scientific data sets, and I'll just ground levels and ionization energies for the neutral atoms. That's one of my favorites, but I don't have it on my iPhone. And so tell us, what is the objective here?
Yeah, right. Now, that's a really important, you're right. The reference data is all scientific data. You know, we're really looking for the best mobile applications that use data. We don't actually have any right now. We've been thinking about doing this for a long time, but it took us a while. We're not actually that practiced with doing prize competitions, but the administration is all over this space, and we think it's a really exciting way to get new ideas. We also have a new office here at NIST, the Office of Data and Informatics. That's only been around for a little over a year. It's pretty exciting. We're really looking to modernize and transform the way we share our data. And especially the kinds of data that are the focus of this is our standard reference data. NIST actually has a very specific role in providing critically evaluated data, and we actually have a pretty wide stakeholder base for it, but it is hard if you're not really familiar with scientific research, or you're not really using it on a daily basis, to know what all of these data sets are. You mentioned a few. We have six that we selected. One of them is extremely fundamental. It's the physical constants. It's things like the mass of the electron and the speed of light. And we actually, NIST provides the universally accepted values of that data as part of our standard reference data. But there's other stuff that's included in those six data sets that is extremely specific. The majority of it focuses on thermochemical information. So I hope that helps.
Well, so in other words, to make an analogy here, just in the way that the Naval Observatory is the absolute base reference of what time it is.
Well, that's a touchy subject, because we also have the national time.
Okay, well, all right, but you also, but they don't have how much a carbon atom weighs and
exactly.
How fast light goes.
Exactly.
All right, so these are important constants, and in the announcement, you mentioned that these are widely used by high school, college, and graduate students in advanced chemistry and physics. And so there's an academic feel to what it is you're trying to do also.
There is somewhat of an academic feel, but it's quite interesting, because we really consulted the experts here. I'm working from NIST in the director's office in what we call the program coordination office. So I have a coordinating role. But I consulted with our technical experts to try to identify some data that we thought would be, you know, an exciting, meaty challenge for our stakeholders. So, for example, one of the other data sets, the thermocouple data set, is really essential if you're doing any kind of calibration for a variety of equipment. So instrument engineers use these tables all the time on things like commercial furnaces and kitchen ovens. So it's not all just for students, but you're right. It kind of spans the spectrum. And I'm expecting that the kinds of people that are going to have the right skill set, who sort of understand the data but also know how to build apps and like doing it, are probably going to be these more advanced classroom type students, just because that's where you'd have the overlap in interest areas. But, you know, it's a completely open topic, so we're just excited to see what we get.
I mean, I'm imagining something almost like, I remember when, I hate to say it, when the first scientific calculators came out.
Yeah.
And so they took away a lot of the drudgery on certain mathematical functions, square root and so forth. Wow, you push a button, get the square root.
Exactly.
This is exciting.
Exactly.
So what I'm envisioning here, almost without giving away what it is you're looking for,
sure,
but almost a app type of calculator that would take away some of the drudgery in looking up what are these constants that are needed to do other things.
Exactly. And you know, this is kind of the next logical step. You know, a couple decades ago, you would find these values in books. And now NIST has already put them on their website. So all six of these data sets, we already have a NIST website that you can go to basically search for a value. But this is kind of the next iteration of that, moving forward, being more modern. We think we'd want, like, to be able to put this information in the fingertips of people who use it, whether it's their iPad or their mobile tablet or whatnot. And also, we think there's probably a more sophisticated interface. So at the website for the challenge, we actually provide links to both the NIST website for the data, and you can see some of them are quite old-fashioned looking. And we also share machine-readable format of that data. So if you know how to build, if you're familiar with how to build applications, you would use the machine-readable format, because that actually is a more automated interface that would let you actually build something like an app. But we provided the NIST website so people can see how we currently share that information.
And the ones that are machine-readable, are they the similar types of formats from data set to data set?
Yeah, what we did is we went with the JSON file format for all six. So that's sort of a generic, user-friendly, machine-readable format. But, you know, it's quite interesting. If you look at the websites that we currently have, we have a few visual tools already that we employ. The JANF, there's a thermochemical tables database that actually we display on our website through a periodic table interface. So immediately I can imagine, you know, if you wanted to build that into as an app, you know, you might start there. So start with something that looks more like a periodic table that has interactive features. We're really looking for interactive apps here, too.
Yeah, I'm looking through them right now as we're speaking, and it's pretty quick. I mean, it gets you to values that you might need quite quickly, mm-hmm. if you know, presuming you know what values you're looking for.
You're right, yeah. And that's the challenge here, like I said, finding the right people who are a little familiar with the data. Now, I will say we encourage teams to form. So it may not be that a single person knows both the data and also how to build the interface. So we're hoping that people will use the website, which is nistdata.challengepost.com. If you go to that website, you can register, and actually it's a very interactive platform. So you could message other people who are registered who look like they have the kinds of skills that you don't have, and actually partner with people.
We're speaking with Heather Evans. She's a challenge manager at NIST. And I can see this almost resulting in two maybe classes of apps. One would be simply mobile availability of all of these data and all of these constants for people that need to look it up. And also maybe vertical industry specific apps where the data may not be visible, but you get some kind of other result, an engineering outcome that is based on that data.
I think that's a really good point. You're absolutely correct. I guess I would just add that, you know, if you want to win the prize, which is, again, first prize is $30,000, we are going to have a panel of judges evaluate the apps, and the criteria they're going to use are things about how impactful the app is in terms of helping students and other experts use the data, how creative and innovative the approach is, how engaging the user experience is, how interactive the app is, and so that kind of gets to the two types of things that you were describing. And I am excited to say we do have seven judges lined up, which is still confirming too, but they're from all over the place. So I think this will be a fun way to get exposure, if you are an app developer, to what you've done through our judges panel. We'll be announcing that formally probably next week.
So anybody you can name for the judges that we've heard of?
Yeah, sure. The one that I'm excited about, I have not worked with her before, is Bibiana Campos-Sejo. She's the editor of CNE News. So Chemical and Engineering News is the flagship publication for American Chemical Society.
Oh, yeah, that goes back to the 20s, I think, that magazine.
It could, yeah. And you know, this is great because she has a good exposure in terms of how to share information, you know, and also a wide reach. And so if this is somebody that you want to get your ideas in front of, this is a good contest. We also have Chris Sloop. He's the chief technology officer for Earth Networks, and they do the WeatherBug app, among other things. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a lot of familiarity with what looks good and what works, and they're obviously they're a company. So that's another kind of extreme. And then we have some other folks in between that I'm just wrapping up the details on now.
And do you want these apps to, one of the criteria is that they have to work on both iPhones and Androids?
They don't have to work on both. In fact, we're expecting that would be a heavy bar to ask for. So you can submit either an iOS or an Android application software.
Okay, what about someone that, I mean, this is mobile is what you're looking for here, and mm-hmm. not necessarily a desktop application.
That's correct, yeah, because we feel like the mobile app is really the space, the white space for us that we don't actually have anything in.
Okay, and just give us a sense of the timeline here. When does all this wrap up, and when do how will the winners get announced?
That's a good question. It's going to wrap up September 28th, so there's not a lot of time. This is a two-month open period for submission. We will announce, we're planning to announce the winners on November 16th after a judging period concludes. And let's see, what else? Did I miss anything?
No, I think you've got it all covered here. And are you starting to see early interest? I mean, it's only been open for about 4 days.
Yeah, no, we have a lot of people registered on the site. We're starting to get some questions. If anyone has questions, they can email appchallenge@nist.gov or go on the website for the competition, because there's actually a discussion board. And so we've already had some people asking questions. And things like this interview are a really great way to do outreach, too.
You know, I have to say, when we're hearing in the news about where this Olympic competition or that one is going to go, which city is going to bribe them to get their thing, it's really great to hear about something that's almost like an Olympics for the brains here.
Absolutely.
All right, Heather Evans, the challenge manager at NIST, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.